I appreciate the testimony. Matthew 13. Verse number 1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places. They had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. I want to look in this chapter, and the thought that resonated with me out of verse number 13, and he spake many things unto them in parables. I wanted to preach about the many things that you will hear, the many things that you will hear. Our Lord spoke many things, and he spoke many things to them in parables. And there was a reason that our Lord spoke to them in parables the way that he did. He spake to Jesus. Jesus spake to the multitudes in parables, and the Bible said in verse 34, without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Kept secret from the foundation of the world. And, Jesus told his disciples that it was for them to understand the things that he had spoken unto them. But for some of the others, it was not for them to understand. And so he spake to them in parables. Now, when you think about all the things that you hear in this world and you hear in life, the things that you'll hear even in church, they're going to affect your life one way or another. The many things you hear, whether you realize it or not, your senses, that's the way God built you, are filtering in things that are going to make you who you are or who you will not be. And it's whether you receive something or whether you reject something. It's not just the hearing. Are you listening to me? Now, faith cometh by hearing. You have to hear. If you're ever going to be saved, you have to hear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's not just anything that you can hear and be saved. It's not just any word that you can hear and be saved. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We are begotten by the Word of God. We know the Bible says that. The Word of God is the power of the gospel unto salvation. Which means this Word has enough power in it to change your life. To make a new creature out of you. Amen. And to cause you to be born again. It is going to cause something to happen in your life. That's what's called at the end of verse 15. You should be converted. Converted. And that I should heal them. He's talking about a spiritual healing. He's talking about that conversion of being made new. Being made completely new for a whole new reason. Are you listening to me? That's what it means to be converted. It means to have something that was one thing and take it and make it into something different. And now that it's made different, it has a whole new purpose. Are you listening? That's a conversion. That's what happened to us that were saved. God made a new creature out of us. Amen? We're not the same person that we were. Oh no, if you're saved, you're not the same person that you were. If you are the same person that you were, you're not saved. Now listen, you may look the same. You've got the same body, you've got the same fingers, same nose, same hair, all of those things that you know about you, but there's somebody on the inside now that's new. That soul of yours that's been redeemed, it's been bought, paid for, washed in the blood of Christ. Amen? You're a new creature now. Now listen, all this happens not just because you heard something, but because you acted upon it. Because you responded to it. The Lord gives us this parable here of a person that goes forth to sow. A sower that goes forth to sow seed. And he sows some seed and some of it goes among stony ground. And some of it goes among thorns. Some of it goes by the wayside. And some of it falls on good ground. And the Lord gives that parable. And he tells us about those things. He said that the one that he sowed first, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Fowls came and devoured them up. The seed that fell by the wayside. And then he said some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. Could you imagine a seed laying on a stone and it spurts open like it's going to come forth with new life? But it's got nowhere to take root. It's got no dirt to go down into. Nothing to grab hold of. No foundation under it. That's what the seed's supposed to have. Supposed to be able to go down into the dirt, into the earth, and draw to where it can live. Draw to where it can have that life-giving source to where it can spring up. But the sun comes out and it's doing the same thing to all the other seeds. But because its roots laying there and its body's laying there, it has no root. It just dries up. It has nowhere to draw nutrient from. That's what our Lord was saying about this. Listen to what he's saying. You need to listen because all these things are going to hear. You're going to hear them and it's going to make you think about yourself. It's supposed to make you think about your soul. It's supposed to make you think about how you have received what you've heard from the Lord. That's what he wants you to see. They had no deepness of earth. No deepness of earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. What about that? Here they are trying to spring, but the thorns, they're among all those thorns, and the thorns choked them, choked the life out of them. Amen? We could not grow because of the thorns wrapping around them and cutting them, smothering them. So there, other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. That came on good ground, sprung up, and fruit began to come off of it. Greater and greater and greater. It was growing naturally the way that it's supposed to grow. It was doing what it was naturally supposed to do. It was doing what seed does when it gets in good ground. When it's watered and it has the right amount of sun. When it's in its natural state to thrive and live. It's been given life. Then it's going to produce life. Amen? Now the Lord said this. The disciples came and said unto them, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" He answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Listen, God has set out the mysteries from the foundation of the world for you to hear. What it means to be born again. What it means for the Holy Spirit of God to come into your life, to knock on your heart, to draw you to repentance, that you find an impenitent place in your life, a place where you're ready to repent of your sin and put your faith in Christ, to where you're tired of this world and this life and its sin. To where you know you have no life and no hope outside of Christ. But some people, they've got ears, but they're not hearing it. Some people have eyes and they're not seeing it. Some people have hearts and they're not receiving it. Something's wrong with how they're hearing. And hearing the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Mysteries, Brother John. Things that if you hadn't have come here, chances are you'd have sat in darkness right over there in your home. Do you know that? You could have sat in a holler somewhere, any one of us, and had sat in darkness our whole life. I was raised up right in the middle of so many different types of people. No doubt so many different religions were all around me. Yet I was in such darkness. I did not see. I had no idea about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I'd heard of a man named Jesus, but I knew nothing about him. Nothing about him. I couldn't have told you about his virgin birth. I couldn't have told you that he was the Word made flesh. I couldn't have told you that he was in the beginning with God. I couldn't have told you that he was God. Amen? I couldn't have told you those are mysteries. And I was in darkness. That's where the world is today. They're in darkness. Great mysteries right next to them. They hear them, yet they're not hearing. They see it, yet they're not seeing. Amen. It's close to their heart, yet they will not receive it. Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. All the things that you'll hear are affecting how you're going to hear it. The things of this world, there are others that are going to say things about religion, about church. You're going to listen to that. And you might receive it in, but you know what it's going to do? It's going to harden your heart. Because that's what happened to some of these right on down here. The Lord explained it very good. In verse 14, he said, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, or Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Their heart is waxed gross, he said. Listen to what he's saying. It has thickened. It means it has been rendered callous. God called it a stony heart. A stony heart. Callous, hard, waxed gross. And it was because of what? It heard, but it didn't hear. And they saw, but they didn't perceive. They couldn't understand. And it happens because of the things, and they do it to themselves. Listen, you are becoming the person you want to be. You're deciding what you like in this life, the route you're going to go, the places you're going to do, and the people you're going to do it with. Amen? I mean, everything, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, you believe that you are your own person, and you don't realize that you could be a twofold child of hell, following the wiles of the world and of Satan. And most of the time, that's where people are. They see the world doing it, and they jump on that bandwagon. Amen. It don't take, it always happens. That's the way people are. That's the way the lost nature is. You let something get started real good, and everybody will be a part of it. They'll start going that direction. They'll start looking that way, or dressing that way, or fixing their hair that way. Amen? Guys will start wearing certain things. It's called fashion. Nobody's got any originality about them. They think they're being their own person when really they're following after what everybody else has told them to. They've seen it somewhere. They've heard it somewhere. And it's going to either close your eyes. Listen, what you do will either make your ears more dull of hearing, your eyes more dull of seeing, and your heart will get harder. The longer you push back on God's word, listen, the more you're closing your eyes, the more you're stopping your ears, and the more you're covering your heart. Every time the Lord comes and you say no. That's what people are doing. It's like a child, that's upset at their parent. They come into the room and call their name, and the kid, what do? They roll over. I don't want to see you right now. I don't want to talk. I don't want to hear you right now. Is that not the nature? Anybody else ever seen that? Sure you have. That's exactly what they did. That's what's in the heart of men and women, boys and girls. And it's what is shaping them and what is framing them. Listen, parents, the best thing for you to do is never let your child turn their back on you. Turn them around. You make them look you in the eye, and you make them see you, and you make them hear you. Amen? Don't let them shut you out and shut out love to them. It's more difficult in a church setting, in the house of God setting. You know why? Because people can just do anything. They can completely shut the preacher out. Amen? Now listen, it's up to you whether you hear or see or perceive what's being said from week after week. Whether it's going to change your heart, change your life, change your family, change your condition. Their ears are dull of hearing. They are heavy, weighty, burdensome, grievous. It has the notion of going down, being weighted down. Their eyes, the Bible said, they have closed. Nobody closed them for them. They closed them. Well, that just makes me believe that they're the ones that close their ears, and they're the ones that cause their heart to get callous. They didn't like to retain God in their knowledge, Romans chapter 1 said. 2 Peter said, for this they willingly are ignorant of. People are willingly ignorant of God's word. They deliberately do not want to retain God. This people's heart is waxed gross, verse 15. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes. You see, this is the remedy. They have to see and should hear with their ears. See, it's not just hearing. You got to see it too. Salvation is of not just the head, but of the heart. It's not just of the ear, but of the eye also. And so lest their eyes, they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart. You see, they have to understand with their heart. And right here is the only remedy for it. And should be converted. A conversion is the only remedy for a calloused heart. A conversion is the only remedy for eyes that have been closed. A conversion is the only remedy, are you listening? A miracle that must take place to open somebody's ears that are stopped up. Our Lord went about unstopping ears, opening eyes, didn't He? Changing hearts. They saw differently. They saw Him for who He was. Every one of them. Them that heard who He was and saw Him for who He was and believed that's who He was. See, that you can get a blind man that hears. He hears Jesus is coming. The Lord opens his eyes. He sees that He's come. But then he has to believe with his heart. And he does. Many of them, they did. They wanted to follow Him. Why? Because the way they heard. It was all in the way they heard. This chapter is about those words that people hear, how they will fall into your life, what kind of ground that they will fall. I thought about this. You know, those that fell by the wayside and those that fell on stony ground and those that fell among thorns, they're just like the heart and the ear and the eye. How they perceive, how they hear, how they receive God's Word. The Lord gives a deeper explanation. Stay with me just another minute. He gives a deeper explanation. Now look what He said to the believers in verse 16. But blessed are your eyes. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one. Listen, you better know this is more than just the preacher preaching this morning and you sitting there listening. Satan is just waiting to snatch what you're hearing away from you. He wants you to leave and forget everything that's been said. Especially if you're not born again. He don't want you comprehending anything really that's being said here today. Nothing that's going to produce salvation for your soul anyway. Amen? No, he is very present. He is the wicked one. That's what the Bible calls him. Catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. And he that receives seed into stony ground, the same as he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it. There's some people receive it and smile about it. Yeah, amen. Yet hath no root in himself, but dureth for a while when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word. By and by he is offended. That's these that, listen, look like at the beginning they received it, but they didn't last long. They didn't last long. They were offended by the word, because of the word. He becometh unfruitful. Listen, he that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. In other words, the delusion of riches, the delusions of this world. Choke the word. In other words, if you get saved, you're going to have to give up all this fun, all this big time that you're going to miss, all this happiness and joy that we can give you out here in the world that so many others are having such a wonderful time in. I don't know why people don't think that Christians don't know how to have a good time or enjoy the things around us. We're just trying to serve God at the same time. Amen? and not scrooge up with the perverts and the whoremongers, amen, and the drunks. To try to be lights in the world. Some people mistake it for hypocrisy. We make mistakes. We're not trying to be a hypocrite. A real child of God's not desiring to be a hypocrite. It's striving to be a light. But we make mistakes too. Amen. We have to repent too. That's right. We grow and we learn. But listen, we're trying to figure out. We're living in the world without being of the world. Striving to try to find our place that is pleasing to the Heavenly Father. Why? Because He matters most. He matters most. Amen. It's not everybody else around me that matters most. He matters most. Amen. Cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed on good ground is he that heareth the word. One, understandeth it. Two, which also beareth fruit, bringeth forth some hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some 60, some 30. It's like repentance and faith. Hearing and seeing. Believing and receiving. Faith and repentance. Amen. They go together. It's like saying, I'm saved by grace, yet there's no work to prove it. What did the apostle say about that? Listen, we are saved by grace, by the way. There's not one thing you or I could do to add to what Jesus did on the cross and when He rose again the third day for our salvation. There's not one thing you and I could do to add to His work. To bring eternal, secure salvation to our souls. I'm not keeping myself to be saved. I am saved. You are saved. But listen, grace is going to produce fruit. Just like this seed that got in, it's going to produce fruit. Some 30, some 60, some 100. But fruit will come. It's evident. Why? Because of the miracle of the conversion. That's the only hope for the soul today. That's what has to happen to change it, a conversion. I can't say that enough. A conversion must happen. But you can't shut your eyes and stop your ears and callous your heart and never think that a conversion is going to take place. You got to be willing. Listen, your heart may be callous this morning. And your eyes may be just about closed. And your ears, you probably can't even hardly hear. But if you know He's at the door, ask Him to come in. Because He can change that heart into a heart of flesh. A pure heart. He can open your eyes. He can open your ears. And you'll be converted. You'll be a new creature. be a new creature. You'll have joy in your life. Amen. You'll know what God's people are smiling about when they start talking about conversion. Amen. About being saved. About being born again. About God doing a work of grace. Not me making a change. God doing a work of grace. Though we have to make that step of faith, He's the one that does the saving. He's the one that does the changing. He can do it too. Amen. I want you to stand.